One thing I love about open mics is, you know, it's like a big smorgasbord. You have so much variety. And we have two more performers coming up. The first of these is here for the first time. His name is Rob Forzisi, if I'm pronouncing it right. If I'm not, you'll correct me, I hope. But he is going to do some hot comedy for us. So please welcome Rob up.
How you guys doing, huh?
We're doing good, huh?
I have one question I gotta ask you guys. It's been haunting me forever. Why on a package of Planters peanuts is there a warning that says this contains nuts? I mean, are people that dumb? But you know what? You know what's really bad though? Somebody probably wrote them a letter. Isn't that sad? People probably said, oh, my daughter almost died because we didn't know there were nuts and peanuts. But there's been a lot going on this year, you know. Charles Barkley got arrested for DUI. You realize that? I mean, come on, when he was in the NBA, didn't he have a hard enough time driving the lane? I mean, jeesh. Oh, I almost got arrested the other day, though. I mean, because I saw this nice woman eating ice cream. I mean, and I politely asked her if she wanted a spoon. I figured I was only being nice, you know? But you see, I obviously couldn't follow through with that because now I'm married. Yes, I got married this past year. Yeah. I can tell some of you guys are not married because when you're married, your hand can only go out to here. Nah, I love my wife so much and she loves me. Actually, she loves me so much, in fact, that she was gonna get a tattoo of my name on her butt. Yeah, I mean, think of that. I mean, yeah, what is she gonna do? Put an R on one cheek and a B on another so it spells Rob? Come on. But you see, I wouldn't let her do that, you see, because let's be honest, I don't want anybody robbing her ass, okay? All right? But the one thing that's tough about marriage is basically you get cheap, you know? I mean, you're always trying to save money in this economic times, you know? I mean, for Valentine's Day, I was actually going to give my wife a ring, and I know. But I know she'd never call me back, man. She would never call me back. Well, I mean, because come on, when you're married, now I have water bills. Can you imagine that? Water bills. I spend $90 a month on water. I make those Poland Spring people very happy, I'll tell you. You know what I'm saying? So how's everybody feeling tonight? Good? No, I woke up with a big headache this morning. I mean, I just have to tell myself tomorrow morning when I wake up, it's feet first. I actually wanted to go. I mean, the sad part is I had to go to the doctors, but I'm scared to go to the doctors, man, because they always give them blood tests, man. And, man, I am deathly afraid of needles. I mean, isn't anybody here afraid of needles? Yeah, we all are. That means we're not going to be playing for the New York Yankees. Yeah, I know. They probably keep them in the clubhouse, you know? I mean, my impression of Hank Steinbrenner to A-Rod with a needle in his hand, you know? You're getting booed in our own home ballpark. Come on. You're only batting .329 with 40 home runs and 116 RBIs. But I think this would help for after the All-Star break. I mean, come on, steroids. What's the deal? I mean, right? I mean, so anyway, you know, I hated going to doctors. I was going to go there for a CAT scan once, and I... I really didn't realize cats were living in me. And, nah, but seriously, times have changed. And, I forgot what I was gonna say. I really don't have anything else funny to say. You know? And, you gotta realize something. I mean, I wanted to be a doctor at one point. I just didn't have the patience. I mean, come on, 8 years of med school to tell your patients, open up and say, ah? I mean, come on, I can do that with my wife right now with some ice cream. Yeah. Actually, I just called my wife because I was pacing back and forth because I was so nervous. And she's over here saying, man, they're going to love you. They're going to love you. They're going to love you. Pretend it was like the first time having sex. They're going to love you. And it's like, well, there's a big difference. This is 5 minutes and that one was 30 seconds. Okay. I mean, we didn't go the whole 9 yards. We went the whole inch and a half. Okay. Well, anyway, hope y'all enjoyed it. All right.
Did you have fun?
I had fun, yeah.
Rob, we hope you'll come back, you know. I realize, and I don't really know, but I...